So first, I want to say, welcome to everybody. Coming here to do it. The course, the trick. So, from my side, also I'm very happy to to be here. So I hope you're also happy to be here. I would like to thank very much for the all the organizers here in Mexico who put so much effort to having this retreat. So all of you, anyone who put so much effort to who helped to organize this. And to invite me here. I'm not sure what I'm going to hear. So. We see what happens. So I hope there's some benefit to my coming here to join with you. Yes, the purpose why we gathered here is something that what most people in the world do not do. Do not think, do not do, can't think, don't do. So something which is extremely, something which is rare, something which is so precious, extremely precious. The most precious thing in life. that most people in the world do not understand, do not see, do not practice, practice the opposite. not what it should be. The practice day and night. Day and night. But what do they get from that? What do they get from that? If you think, if you look at, if you examine, it's very sad. Nothing. And what they get is a result, is only suffering. Only suffering. Only dissatisfaction. So that the that's the very basic you know, the very basic life, the foundation. From that foundation, then they get so much the problems. You know, from that foundation, dissatisfaction, then get into so many problems, hundreds, thousands from the dissatisfaction, so it leads to many, many problems in the life. So life goes like that, and then one day the death happens. One day, push you. Since we're born, since you're born under the control of karma and delusion, so then there's death, which is caused by karma and delusion. since you're born, totally without control, under the karma, totally being under the control of karma. The action that was done in the past, motivated by the wrong concept, that was called delusion. Delusion, hallucinated mind, such as anger, attachment, or ignorance. So, of course, taking a human birth wasn't caused by anger. By anger, karma created by anger, see that? Only the, you don't get deva human birth, you get only the, spiritual, or there's a preta, the hell or animal, so that depending how heavy it was. So this, of course, this bird, this is a human bird, of course. So that did not come from the anger. But it can come from attachment. not attachment. grasping that life happiness. Not from that attachment. That one is a total non-virtue. But the attachment, what I said, it can come from attachment. The attachment seeking future life happiness, that attachment, you see. So in the past life, you see, it was attachment to receive this present human body, what we have received now, you see. So they can be, you see, attachment, the attachment, say, which is born from ignorance. that, and there can be, see, and of course, the very root, the very root, see. from where this birth came, caused, came, or maybe you can say caused, the very root cause of the ignorance. 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 There are there are many different types of ignorance. So this ignorance not knowing the meaning of the selflessness. The selflessness of the person, selflessness of the aggregates. So the very nature, not knowing the very nature of the self, I, very nature of that, which is the emptiness. Not knowing that. The nature, as well as not knowing the ultimate nature of the aggregates, you know. Yes, the on which the I is I self labeled, you see, merely imputed. So the base, I guess you see, very nature of that, which is emptiness. so this ignorance is the very root. So what I'm trying to say is that so born, you see, born totally under the control of karma. Karma, in translation, that is the action, the action and the result, the effect of the action. So that, and then delusion, which motivates that. So, she is born. From the ignorance, can say that they're born from ignorance, the wrong concept. Apprehending the I in the wrong way, apprehending the self, I see. that we always talk day and night all the time, you know, all the time talk, see, I, but apprehending it, apprehending I, which totally believe the I which doesn't exist, I which is not there, I which doesn't exist, I which is not there, totally believe, you see, I which is not there. Doesn't exist at all. So the problem is I which exist, you see, I which exist, which is merely imputed by mind, which exists in which is the mere name. So that is one which exists, but you don't see that. You don't see that. Ignorance doesn't see that. So what ignorance believe? What it apprehended, the I is something which is totally opposite, completely opposite to the reality, totally opposite to that one which exists, totally opposite to the one which exists. So the ignorance believes in that. See, 100% is true. It's there. 100%. There, see, on this, I guess, association of body and mind, on this, I guess, association of body and mind, you see what we have, association of body and mind, you see, or the association of the, see, the collection of the five, you know, I guess, form, feeling, cognition, compound, I guess, and the consciousness, so on this collection, you see, there's real I, you see, there, total say, trust in trust, you see, the way it appeared through the hallucination of mind, you see. So the way it appeared, and it's totally interest. It's real. It's true. See that. totally believe that there's such eye in this body. Making it even more gross. You see, on this, I guess, see, there's the there's real I. See, there's real I. See, just right now, your mind meeting with the I. Merely invited I. Just now your mind met the I, met up the I. Just now your mind met the self, I, you see. Merely invited the I. Just right now, you see. But not even aware of that, not discovering that. And, see, that is, merely invited by your own mind, not even aware of that. And then, to our hallucinated mind, it doesn't appear back. It doesn't appear after the mere imputation by the mind. It doesn't appear back. That is merely imputed by mind. It doesn't appear back according to the reality to our hallucinated mind. This we have the negative imprint on the our mind is considered defiled by the negative imprint left by the concept wrong concept, see. While the I self is merely imputed by mind, but holding on that as truly existent, holding on that, not merely labeled by mind, holding on that, not merely labeled by mind, you see. Not merely labeled by mind. So something in as a truly existent or one. So that wrong concept, you see. Because there's no such object as beliefs. Interesting. It's all non-existent, empty. But the wisdom, the absolute wisdom wisdom, you see, see that the eye see totally empty, totally empty of exist, is there, totally empty of existing, not being merely labeled by mind. Totally existing from us, empty of total existence, empty of total existence. Existing, not me, merely by mind. Because it's merely, it is merely impeded by mind. You see that. Merely impeded by mind, existing my name. So, I just want to give one example. So, before we sat down, before we sat down, we're standing. I don't think we're sleeping. We were standing. So that time, you believe, that time your mind label, that time your mind label, is the understanding. If somebody asks, or you ask, or somebody asks you, I'm standing, you see. I'm walking. And as the body is walking, the aggregate is based. Aggregate is the body is walking, so I'm walking. I'm standing, you see. To your mind label. No other reason at all. And the reason is because the body, aggregate, the body is walking, and, standing, you see. So then you see, and then you see, I want to argue the body. Now the argue the body. Body is sitting, doing actual sitting. So then, then change the label. You see, your mind doesn't label. I'm standing or I'm walking. So then you label, I'm sitting. So you change your label, see. So depending on what your body is doing, see. Sometimes you're not sitting down, then your mind is here. Your mind label, I'm sitting. If somebody asks you, if you're thinking, so what are you doing? I'm sitting, see. So, then next, I don't know when, but the next word. So when the body, I guess the body when it stands, then you change it. Then you change your label. Your mind changes the label, you see. I'm standing. I'm walking. I'm in bed. So when your body's in bed, when your body's in bed, I'm laying down. I'm there. I'm in bed. See. So you see, constant. So you can see, 24 hours, constantly, you see, your mind constantly labeled. and you know, constant labor and the constant labor, the action of the as well as the action of the eye, you see. See, constantly, your mind constant labor, constantly there's a mere imputation by the mind. Mind constantly. So that's a mere imputation. Constantly. So then not only relating to the body, but also relating to the mind. Then you label I and thinking this, you know, thinking this, thinking that, you know, planning this, planning that. So your mind again merely impute I. You know, make up the label I, your mind just simply make up the label I, and then make up the label action of the I, you say. Thinking this, thinking that, you say. Thinking past, thinking present, thinking future. See, I'm thinking past, I'm thinking present, I'm thinking future. So you see, depending on what the mind experiences, then your mind label I'm happy, I'm unhappy. So depending on what the mind experiences, you know. So that then so this constantly the mind constantly label I, you know, constantly, and then label action. You know, depending on what the body does, depending on what the mind does, depending what speech does, you see, the speech. So, you see, so all the time, mind busy like this, you see, constantly labeling I. And various constantly labeled the actions. The actions also merely imputed by mind, you see, constantly like that. Then, when the consciousness took, when the, say, when the consciousness took, when your consciousness took place on the fertilized egg in the mother's womb, and then, you see, imputed birth. Then when the conscious separate, leave the body, then label, then you see, mere imputation by the mind is dead, you know, dead. So you can see what is exactly the eye itself. Is nothing. Other except what is merely imputed by the mind. Just that. Nothing other except what is imputed by the mind. So that's what we have to meditate. what we need to concentrate on that. That very nature, that something unbelievable subtle, unbelievable subtle. What it is? It is not nihilism. It's not non-existent, total non-existent, like that. But unbelievable subtle. So subtle, so fine. What it is? So that's That's unbelievable. You see, I think all just dancing. the giving energy by the wind in the dance. So like this. So this is what very precisely see meditating on the there are four the schools of Buddhist philosophers which happened in India during Buddhist times. The four schools of Buddhist philosophers that happened because everybody don't have the same level of mind, same level of intelligence, same level of merit. So you see, so that's why the defining what is I, defining what is self. So this four schools happened. Four schools of Buddhist philosophy. So that's happened. So the real one, so that's what I is. So that's the fourth Madhyamika school. Fourth Madhyamika school. That is true. Sotantra and Prasangika school. So the Prasangika school, even the Madhyamika school, Sotantra, slash there's mistakes in its view of what is I. You see, the very nature of the I, the ultimate nature of the I, just little mistakes. The way it appeared and the way it believed, there's mistakes. But of course, much subtler than Babashika school or Sutantra school and the mind on the school. Yeah, much subtler, see. So now the Madhyamika school, the second one, Prasangika school, see. So what I was just talking about before, that is, that is the Kondo Prasangika school. You see how the self I exists. That we 24 hours constantly we see think about or we mind label, you see. So from this morning, not only from the birth of this life, even before that, before the birth of this life, see, the from beginningless rebirth, you see, the I self have been imputed by the mind, by your mind, see. That has been existing, continuity that has been existing from beginningless rebirth, and which exists, the continuity of the I, self, which will exist, you see, it exists when you achieve enlightenment, even after having achieved enlightenment, you see, the continuity of the self, you see, the merely imputed by the mind, you see, it always exists. Always exists because the base base on which the I is labeled, merely visited. You see, the consciousness, aggregate consciousness, is the consciousness, body and mind, the mind, you see. There's always, because there's always continuity of mind. From life to life. There's always continuity of the mind. And even after enlightenment, there's continuity of the mind. The consciousness. So there's all, which is also merely emitted by the mind. Okay? So then the then the self, which is merely emitted because of that. So there's always that existence, the self I. But existing my name, always my name, merely emitted by mind. So that. So say, oh, so what is it? So what it is? This is a person, exactly what a person can school you. This is a person can school you. See, explained. See. So exactly like that, the reality. See, what is I? The which is me, imitation. Okay. And because of that is totally empty. Totally empty. Of the real one. Existing from his own side. That which always appear to our hallucinated mind and have been that that the believing that. Trusting that all the time. So that's the ignorance. That's your ignorance, you see. So. What did I say?
That
I've forgotten.
That the eye is the, that believing the eye that, that we believe it as truly existing, this is the ignorance. Believing
the eye as fully existing,
this is the
ignorance. Okay, that's correct. That's okay. That's correct. I don't know. Suddenly, what I said. So, so this is not only, I'm talking not just the I, but the self, which is extremely important, you know, unbelievable important. Discovering of this. Mentally on this, see, realizing this, you know. Yes, how that is most important. Without this realization, you know, without this wisdom exercise, see, then no, see, impossible, no way. Whatever other realization you have, no way, Sutta Tantra, whatever other realities you have no way to be free from, to be free from suffering. The oceans of suffering or samsara, you have no freedom at all. See? No opportunities, no freedom. Cannot be liberated from oceans of samsara suffering at all. The oceans of human being sufferings. suffering all the problems of rebirth, you know. The Lama Tsongkhapa is the end of the five outlines, but it's to give you a broad idea, you see. So easy to meditate, you know. By putting the outlines, it makes it very easy to meditate, to get the whole idea. So it is explained in the teachings that for ordinary beings, when consciousness take place on the fertilized egg, you see, like, you know, see, you know, the like, say, like you are jumped into, you know, hot boiled water, so like that is so, for ordinary beings, you know, taking birth, you see. Not everybody who take birth, you know, they are holy beings who are totally free from delusion, karma. But I say, taking birth freely, you see, to benefit others and things. They don't suffer. Only happiness, they don't have suffering. So they have their own views. Yeah. So, one of these, you see. Then the then the five outlines and also old age suffering, all the old age sufferings, you see. Then the sicknesses, then you see. Worry fears of meeting the undesirable object, you know, all the worry fears meeting object. And then unable to find desirable object. You know, a friend, and the reputation, friend, food, clothing, whatever these things. So these are, I'm unable to find desirable object. And even after one has found, but he could not get satisfaction. So that's huge suffering. So life constantly suffers. So there's continual dissatisfaction. You can't get satisfied. You can't get satisfied. So externally, you see how much you see. You know, can't get your satisfaction. Unless you practice Dharma. Unless you practice Dharma, can't get satisfaction. Can't have inner peace, happiness. So, so it is. So, constant suffering. Then, suffering of death, you see. Then the suffering of aggregates. There's, five types of, suffering of aggregates. So, things that, so anyway, this is just rough, you know, the basic idea, you see, suffering of human beings. So anyway, there's oceans of samsara, you see, oceans of human beings suffering, oceans of sura, asuras being suffering, okay? The devas, the worldly gods, devas, they are suras, asuras, they are suffering. Oceans of suffering, let's say. So, see, unbearable suffering they have, see. Five signs of death, five needing signs of death, you see. That by karma, not through meditation, by karma, they hear sound from, during the karma, they hear sound from the sky, you see, they're going to die, you see, after the 7 days of the, then they see, not through meditation, but through the karma, then they, they can remember their past, where they came from, life before the Sura realm, where they're going to reincarnate, whether it's a hell, hungry, animal, human, whatever. They see that. You see, the where they are, you know. they have a say, you know. Say, 100,000s, millions of much greater sense pleasure in jumping. So then they know that you are, they, you have to leave from this, you have to separate all from this. You can't imagine. So compare that, if you want to look at it, what they see human being, it's a human, even the most developed countries, it's very extreme primitive. It's extremely primitive, you know, like full of disease and so many problems, you know. So that is kind of, total disgusting. Total disgusting. So that's what they say. One thing experience this 5 years sounds with that. They don't dust the body, but at that time they could dust the body, you see. I think they sweat and all this. flowers, they don't die, but at that time the flowers, what they wear on the neck, they die. So they, things that. So anyway, so the friends, the girlfriends, of, you know, the friends is the, anyway, the, so many of them, you see. Those friends, then they don't come nearby when they said, you know, wear a long stick, she put a flower on top of the long stick, see, they passed. you pass, you don't come nearby, you see, when you die. So, anyway, it sounds, so they mentally, their sufferings are heavier than hell, you know, the beings, physical sufferings, see, she mentioned that. So, anyway, so you can see, you can see the mental state, you see, where there's, you know, many, hundred thousands, millions, you see, this sense pleasure, you know, so much enjoyment, you know, to live. So, anyway, so they always fight with the asuras, you know, asuras were there. Wealth, they always fight. Asuras are normally always easy to get killed, you see. So they mean, yes, so much suffering, unbelievable suffering. So. Then they say, yeah, so the oceans of the suras was the suffering sea. So for, say, from this ignorance, you know. You see, not seeing the eye itself as it is, you know, total, wrong belief. You know, that I something else. You know, not immediately by mind existing from the side, something totally wrong. See, that which has appeared that way to the Irish mind, and believe that, entrust that. True, see. So from this concept. So first I finish this. just very quick tour. this cause that came from this ignorance, created by this ignorance. See? But it's just this wrong concept.